I mean, stuff that I have, so in this course on contemporary Black British writing, for instance, I mean, especially also with the work of Derek Owusu, mental illness is very present. It's like the number one thing. So what we have talked about is the links between racism and mental illness. And we have, you know, basically just looked at some statistics on like in how far for the Black population of not just Great Britain, obviously, but most of the data that I did find was obviously from the US, but anyway, so we've looked at those links, right, and the prevalence of mental illness and also the connection between family cohesion or lack thereof, basically, and in how far that is represented in these texts as either a kind of cliche about, you know, the dysfunctional Black family as a sort of trigger for mental illness and so on and so forth. Which I think is dealt with very well in Queenie, for instance, you know, sort of at the background, but it's not something that she ever constructs as a kind of, you know, it's because of the absence of my whatever biological father or whatever that I'm now suffering from this. So it's not as I said, like I really like the representation of mental illness and the its causes, I suppose, but also especially the path to recovery as it's represented in that book. But so no, the short answer is, I haven't looked at the medical humanities and their sort of what they might have to say here. So really, this is, it's not even, I guess I can't even call it a research project yet. It's more like a research idea.